is the, we have two or three corrective actions that need to be taken before the city can accept that project into their city system. We have the city's commitment that we should be able to move forward fairly rapidly. They're anticipating, if all goes well, that they will be accepting that Shackelford sewer system into the city's system probably the first council meeting in May. I'm sorry, first council meeting in June, excuse me.
Okay. So is there anything left to repair on that? Since I know the city had some concerns, but I think most of them weren't valid.
Yeah, the city did have some concerns. We have identified there are several small repairs that that need to be made. We're moving forward to address those deficiencies that the city has identified. None of them are substantial in nature, and we should be able to accomplish the repairs that need to be done so that the city can accept the sewer system into the city system.
Any other questions?
We have a motion? No, but I'll move that we adopt the proposed budget.
And I'll second. We have a motion to second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. Public forum. Is there anyone here to speak on any item that was not on the agenda under this section? If not, then we'll adjourn the this meeting and return to the board meeting itself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Correspondence?
This board has received a letter from Fresno County requesting assistance in the lobbying the governor to fund the workforce investment boards in the Central Valley and to set aside discretionary funds to be allocated to those areas that will be fiscally impacted based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics change.
Recommendation is to refer this to the Alliance Network and Stanislaus County Economic Development Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a letter from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, regarding the status of the digital flood insurance rate maps for Stanislaus County.
We refer this to the Department of Public Works and Department of Planning and Development.
This board has received a letter from Caltrans regarding the environmental investigation of three soil stockpiles on state-owned property adjacent to State Route 99 and Kansas Avenue in Modesto that contain residue material from the processing of pyrite ore and requesting the completion of a community survey from the Department of Toxic Substance Control.
This item is referred to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a request from the City of Stockton for a letter of opposition to AB 2987, which will preempt local regulations of cable television service provided by the telephone companies.
We're asking this to be reviewed by the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received a letter from Assemblymember Barbara Matthews requesting support to amend AB 2735 to include the counties of Merced, Stanislaus, Calaveras, and Tuolumne in the bill that assists California residents and local governments in storm recovery from December 2005.
Again, we'll refer this to the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received Form 10-K from Covanta Energy Corporation for the year ended December 31st, 2005.
Refer this to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a letter from Safe Access Now, an advocacy group, regarding the local government's compliance with California's Compassionate Use Act, Proposition 215, and Medical Marijuana Program Act, SB 420, requesting information on the timeline for implementation in Stanislaus County.
We refer this to the City Council, the County Council, and it seems to me that we need a recommendation also on all the implications as it relates to both federal and state legislation. Item 8.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Okay, we acknowledge receipt of these claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Does any board member have a report?
Is there going to be any clarification on item 7 about what we're supposed to do with Senate Bill 420?
I think that's what I asked him for.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Wright from my office is available to discuss this matter. The SB 420 requires counties in the state of California to prepare this and have available the medical marijuana card. The county is in the process of doing that. Mr. Wright may want to elaborate on that.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Simon, good to see you again.
Good to see you after
your... Bon voyage and bon chance. And gentlemen of the board, there is really two different issues that will be coming back to the board at some point in time. This first one, I think, is informational in terms of the public health department did and conducted in conjunction with purchasing a request for proposals for an outside vendor, if you will, to provide the card identification system. That card identification system is mandated. It's mandatory under state law. The county is supposed to, in a sense, develop a system so individuals who have scripts from their physicians, which authorize them to possess for the purpose of using marijuana to alleviate medical symptoms, can, if stopped and found in possession of marijuana, show their, offer their identification card to the officer. The officer then, through his computer, his or her computer terminal, will be able to access a statewide database, which will then confirm whether or not the card holder is legitimately entitled to possess. And it's a limited amount. I believe it's about maximum, not more, well, limited. It's maximum, not more than 8 ounces of dried marijuana, or 12 plants in case they're carrying plants. That card program, I think, should be thought of as separately and distinctly from the issue of whether or not it is lawful or not to sell marijuana, to have a store or a storefront, herb stores, as I've heard them described in our territory, marijuana stores. They're a little bit more upfront in Alameda and west of here. But in essence, that separate issue of zoning and whether or not there's a legal entitlement to operate a business which sells an illegal substance, according to the United States Supreme Court, that issue will also be coming back to you probably separately and distinctly. We're working right now, our office, with Ron Freitas, your planning community development director, as to the best approach with regard to the issue of whether or not, how to deal with, I should say, individuals who would like to set up shop and sell marijuana for...
And that's not mandated by the state to...
No. Allowing sales is not mandated by the state. That's why we're keeping these two things at least separate intellectually. The one, the card system, we have to provide for. The issue of what we do in this county with regard to whether we, whether or not there will be individuals allowed without facing criminal sanctions to market and sell marijuana is a whole different issue.
Well, I can tell you for one that if they choose to have the card and they choose to go to a county that sells it and they wish to take the chance of buying it there, that's their problem. If the card is used in a medical office for the purposes of a physician giving them a prescription for marijuana and that card proves that they're in the database, fine. But I will not be supporting, as long as I'm here, the establishment of sales of marijuana from any individual private person. And I suspect that within the next 15 years, the brilliance that exists at the state legislature will be incorporating within that card mushrooms, heroin in certain amounts, and they'll follow the president of Mexico, who's elected now, to legalize all of those things. So you'll find that push to add those things to your card sooner or later.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Or thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Legislative, fiscal, and management report.
Yes, a couple items for you this morning. First, just to inform you that the third quarter budget will be coming to the board next week. Overall, the budget is looking very strong. We do have one critical request that we will be making, and that's relative to funding requests to address some repairs and overdue maintenance at our animal shelter. Would also like to inform you that we have just received a request from the city of Newman to assist them in an inquiry relative to upstream releases of water into the San Joaquin River, which the city of Newman is concerned will potentially in the future, not this year certainly, but in the future, impact their ability to manage their resources. Their city was not threatened this year. However, the wastewater treatment system was and continues to be threatened, and they're concerned about it. I did speak with the city manager this morning about this matter, and they and we will follow up with our sister counties to determine what, if any, actions are taken to monitor the effect on downstream communities of the upstream releases. Assembly Bill 2987, which is a bill that you did refer to me this morning, is a bill that that establishes certain broader parameters relative to video franchising. It's a bill that the California State Association of Counties opposes in its final or in its current form, and which we are very concerned with as well. I did agree to meet with Kathy Halsey, a representative of AT&T, to discuss this bill in more detail, but there are some fairly significant adverse aspects of AB 2987, and if not addressed, could yield an outcome that that video franchising, what we've traditionally known as cable franchising, may no longer be within the purview of the Board of Supervisors and local jurisdictions. Finally, I'd like to bring your attention to Assembly Bill 2577, a walk bill that is a property tax equity bill, would affect counties that who had less than 11% total ad valorem property tax collected within their jurisdiction that went to the counties and at least 60% of the land within the county under the Williamson Act. There are two counties in the state that we've identified would qualify for that, and that was as of the 2001-2002 fiscal year, and those counties are Yolo and Stanislaus County. It's an assembly bill that that cleared Assembly Local Government Committee and will be moving, I believe, to Assembly Appropriations. We don't believe the bill has a real good chance of success, but we'll be pursuing and supporting the bill as it does provide some equity and true-up of the reallocation of property taxes that would benefit Stanislaus County.
Okay, thank you. This meeting then is adjourned to executive session.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, one item for executive session. Conference of legal counsel on anticipated litigation. Facts have arisen which causes the county to have face a significant exposure to litigation. One case, Pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.5C. Anticipate no announcement.
You want this? Meeting adjourned.